I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States could be on the brink of revival, and college students are leading the way. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship evangelist York Moore says prayer is a hallmark indicator of coming revival.
What I'm seeing around the country are quite independent events that are mirroring each other.
Moore says revival would mean more than just lives saved.
Revival, if it's of God, will move out into culture to revitalize and renew the institutions of society.
And if there's one thing InterVarsity's seen in this justice generation, it's
a strong desire to change culture, to change society.
Next, cholera is back in Haiti. Cases have subsided since a lethal epidemic broke out in late 2010. But since mid-May, the dehydrating disease has been picking up speed. It's bad enough that HCJB Global has decided to take action. A Global Hands team left last week to help at a clinic run by Samaritan's Purse. The clinic's been treating 100 patients a day. Need is great. Pray for patients to be healed and for the team to be intentional about sharing Christ. And a website could help the global church explode. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says this week they launched the IStartedAChurch.com. A $50 a month commitment provides training for the first year, physical support the second, and resources for outreach in the third. Dunberg already has sponsorship goals.
I would like to see a minimum of 3,000 the first year. 5,000 would be wonderful because we could then start this program in many places across Africa that are knocking on my door every week to start this program.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.